Many a national leader has promised peace through war. Of course, the leader himself usually didn't do the fighting. He sent the young and the strong, the sons of others. When the prophet Isaiah saw in advance the birth of the promised Savior, he said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace." Jesus came to be a king who brings peace to his people. But in order to do this, a war had to be fought, a war against sin and evil, against death and the devil. But this king didn't send others to do the fighting and the dying. He himself was the Son sent. Jesus fought in our place and defeated our great enemy death by dying. Sounds strange, but it's true. Then he rose from the dead to show he had truly won the victory, won the peace. Peace with God through the forgiveness of sins. No wonder the armies of heaven swooped down and sang as they did the night of his birth, sang of peace on earth.